Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're heading back to court defending our men and women in the military. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, last Friday, the Department of Defense, by order of the federal judge in our case, responded by giving this report. Now they have to do it every 2 weeks, and it's a detailed report regarding all the different categories of the military with respect to their religious exemptions. The first report that we got was November 12. It didn't look good for them because they had over 16,000 religious exemption requests. Not a single one was granted.
Not a single one.
Not a single one. Of those, one of those had reached the appeal process, and it had also been denied, meaning that the only thing left was punishment. Mm. But now we've had many more that have not only been denied at the first level, but now been denied at the appeal level. Therefore, the only thing left is for these individuals to be punished. Not a single one has been accepted. So what we have here is a sham. It is a pretext. It is something that appears to have a religious exemption, but they're really denying all the religious exemptions across the board.
You know, Matt, this is really horrendous the way the Biden administration is treating our heroes, those who've taken an oath to defend our freedom, those who go overseas in Iraq, who put their lives on the line, who give up family time, who sacrifice so much for our freedom. Now, we have the privilege of defending their freedom, but to be treated like this by the Biden administration is just appalling.
It's appalling.
And our plaintiffs are stellar, by the way.
Oh, they're unbelievable individuals that we have as men and women of the various branches of the military. Our case includes not only the military, but also federal employees and federal civilian contractors. Not only employees, but also we have a contractor that has a contract with the federal government as well.
That's Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL 1
versus Biden.
Right. And so this particular case, now that we have the response from the Department of Defense, it is what we expected. In fact, after the hearing in November and the judge issued the order regarding this issue, I said that one of two things will happen. Either the Department of Defense will start granting religious exemptions to avoid an injunction, or they'll dig their heels in and continue to deny them, and the court ultimately will order them to abide by the federal law, First Amendment, as well as the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
And so far, it seems like they've chosen number two.
They've chosen number two. They've dug their heels in.
Even though the judge has given them homework to start giving reports as of January 7th.
Yeah. And so now every 2 weeks, these reports have to come in. And they're not going to look good. This one doesn't look good, and none of them are going to look good. And also, by the way, last week, a federal judge in Texas, with regards to 35 Navy SEALs, issued an injunction there saying that these religious exemptions were just a pretext, that they were a sham. They weren't really true processes, that they had, as we argued, the inevitable result, denial. And that's essentially what the Department of Defense is doing, all these branches of the military.
Yeah, that judge gave a very good opinion, I thought. He said, you know, the First Amendment is not exempted by any COVID pandemic or anything like that.
And that our men and women of the military are not exempted out of the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And its protections,
yes. In fact, they take an oath to defend it, so we need to respect their freedom.
Which is very ironic that they're defending the United States Constitution and our freedom. And then when they want to claim the rights under the United States Constitution and federal law, they're being denied.
The government is just throwing it out the window.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a tragedy, not just because it's a violation of the law, it's unlawful, but because of the human toll that it takes. Over the Christmas holiday, we've been in touch with a lot of men and women of the military. And one of our military contacts indicated that one of the individuals who... not one of our plaintiffs, but another individual by this person's knowledge committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And why? Because of the prospect and the threat that this person would be discharged. And the discharge has human toll to it, because they're threatening them. These people love what they do, and they serve God first, the ones that we're working with, and they serve our nation second. And they are able to combine both of those loves, love for God, love for our nation, by being a member of the military, whatever branch they're in, whatever duty that they are in, whatever rank that they are in. And for them now to have that threatened, something that they love, some of these people have been in the military for 10, 20 plus years. Now they're being forced to leave the military.
You know, Matt, you can see the difference between the two administrations. You see when President Trump was in office and how he treated the military, how his goal was to strengthen the military, to build it up, because as a country, we need a strong military. And now with this administration, we have these woke leaders that are leading, I use that word lightly, the military, that totally dishonor our military.
Yeah, absolutely. And what some of the military members have said, and we said this as well, that this is a purging of the military by the Biden administration and the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin.
They want to leave us as a
purging
weak country.
People who are Christians that have high moral values, literally purging them out of the military. Mm-hmm. And so these people not only face separation from the military, but also discharge that includes financial penalties that require that they have to pay back their educational benefits.
And even dishonorable discharge, which is horrible.
And some of these, like on the financial side of things, some of these people have gotten 4-year college degrees paid for by the federal government while they're in the military.
The government has paid for their training, sometimes millions of dollars.
Yeah, and some of them have gotten master's degrees, some of them have gotten law degrees. Then they're also being threatened to pay back all the cost of training. And that's where you're talking about millions of dollars. For the cost of education, you could be talking about a couple $100,000. But for the cost of training, you could be talking about several $1 million. For some pilots, the average cost to train a pilot in the military is between $5 and $12 million.
And we're representing some of those pilots.
Yeah, that's right. And they're being told that since you didn't complete your service, you have to pay back your cost of education, your cost of training, and you lose your VA benefits, and you lose your GI loan, and you lose all these other benefits, and you lose your rank, and you lose your honor. So we've already predicted before, and tragically it's come to pass. It's really sad, because these chaplains have told us that they've never seen this kind of abuse against men and women in the military. And they say, they've told us, we actually put it in our court documents, that they will see an increase of suicides because what of these men and women are facing. And now, unfortunately, tragically, during the Christmas holiday, we actually have people who are telling us that some people have actually taken their lives.
But can you imagine, I mean, the amount, I've never served in the military myself, but I can imagine the amount of stress on these service members. I mean, especially those who go overseas, who are in foxholes, you know, with gunfire above their head or bombs going off. The amount of stress that they're under, and now to put this on their shoulders is just
horrible. I mean, you already
have
this increase of suicide, with a higher increase of suicide during COVID. That's what we have been told with regards to the stats from these men and women in the military.
And they're not being allowed to do what they've trained to do.
No, and you have the PTSD. You just imagine, take a Navy SEAL. We represent Navy SEALs, but we represent a lot of others. We represent people who are combat pilots. Mm-hmm. And they literally are in foreign countries, and they don't know whether a bomb's going to hit their shelter while they go to sleep. They don't know whether they're going to step on an IED and blow off their leg and they'll come back with no legs, or they'll be just completely dismembered. They've seen people who have been injured, colleagues like that. They didn't come back with them.
Of them are trained to go find those bombs.
They came back in coffin, flag-draped coffins. And so those are images that you never get out of your mind, never get out of your mind. And that's one of the reasons why you see this higher suicide rate with PTSD. Now, these men and women who have gone through that, and they sacrificed everything, and they've lost friends that are those people that keep their back, you know, from military fire, and they're gone, or they're dismembered, or they're disabled, or maybe they have had, you know, bullet wounds and shrapnel wounds themselves. Now they're being told, get the shot or be punished. And then their punishment is very severe. And it's like, you spent your whole life for this country and for this fighting for the military. And now the military and the country is disowning you, betraying you, and it's just kicking you outside like trash. Mm-hmm. And that kind of pressure adds to this pressure that ultimately leads, unfortunately, to suicide. Pray for this case, because we're going back to court now, asking Judge Meredith to issue an injunction. This injunction should have issued before. It's past time to issue the injunction now to protect our men and women in the military. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.